Blog Talk Radio.
The nigga like, yo, look, I just want to let Hop know right now. He made me watch that bullshit nigga Psychosis, yo. I just want to tell him that shit off. I just want to say that shit. Dude, I watched Jonah versus some nigga named Psychosis, yo. I was mad as fuck. I'm joking. That nigga was booty butchy. That nigga was booty butchy.
That it was that bad though?
Nah, it's not like, I'm not a, you know, everybody's a battle rapper now, and it used to be like you had to, everybody couldn't be something, you know what I mean? Like, it's just mad weird, son, I don't know. It was just a whole, it was a lot to take in, you know what I mean? And, I mean, the dope part was they had judges, you know what I'm saying? So that was pretty dope, you know what I mean? Hop in on yet? I wanted to see, are y'all hop in on yet?
No, that
nigga's not on B. Yeah, that shit was ugly, man. I watched B Magic and Money Back, so we're gonna get into it, man. We're gonna get into it. What's good though?
Ain't shit. But yo, before the rest of the boys, I mean the rest of the niggas get on, I wanna look something up real quick. There's a nigga, I think his name is Hussein? He's a proving ground nigga. He got a battle with a nigga named Prophet SAC or some shit like that. That
okay.
Shit is low key fire, my nigga. We was in the studio watching that shit. Like, it was funny because we was watching something and then, like, something else had went off. You know what I'm saying? Like, something had went off. Matter of fact, that's what it was. We was watching Glue Using and Reaper Rail. That shit had went off. We had started doing some other shit, but we had left the computer on and this prof AC versus Hussein came on. And, nigga, this battle fire low key, yo. No lie. You know what I'm saying? This proving ground battle, like if you like niggas that is spitting, this is a battle for you. The nigga Hussein, he also got a, that's his second proving ground. He has another proving ground up here. That's pretty official too. He battled. I'm trying to think. Oh, fuck, who's the other nigga that he battled? He battled some other nigga. He went in though. This nigga got bars. Like the boy could rap. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna check him out. I mean, you know, that's how I feel about the boy Emerson. Yeah, I feel like the boy Emerson was spitting for me. You know what I mean?
I like that nigga too. I like it.
Yeah.
I like yo. No lie, this is T.Y. versus Hussein. That's what it was. That wasn't a smack joint, but they put it on. I mean, they put it on the channel though. So it's a smack joint. If it's on the channel, nigga, you smack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once you get on the channel,
once you make it to SportsCenter, nigga, you know what I mean? You made the SportsCenter, nigga. I feel you.
I feel you.
A lot of the PGs low key. That's why I even told Norm, like, low key, they've been, you know what I mean? It's been a lot of quality shit going on. And
Norm's doing his fucking thing right now, man.
Yeah.
He's doing his fucking thing right now, man.
Yeah, listen, son, that's why when I think Hop said a list of the people he picked, you know what I mean, even though I don't think the boy Emerson made it, I can't be mad at him because, like, they've been on fire right now. I ain't got nothing to say, you know what I mean? Like, he doing his job. But I'll check out that battle, though, but a lot of those PGs was on the low fire. Like, Hop had told me to watch the nigga Snake Eyes versus the other boy, you know what I mean? Some said that shit was fire. Like, on low-key, I've heard about a PG battle no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So I just didn't like all the gas around the Jerry West shit, but at the same time, you know what I mean? I thought that Jerry West and Emerson battle was dope. You know what I'm saying? I just thought that kid bar-wise was like, yeah, it was something special. Definitely. Hey, yo, if Hoppin' them ain't on you, let me ask you, son. I was going to ask you when they got on, but fuck it. The next card, you know, URL has been doing a lot of, like, decent cards, season cards, and just, battle rap-worthy cards. But next big-name card. Can I get a battle that you got to see?
Just one.
Because, you know, a lot of times when you start to, you know, what battles you want to see, we get off and we go into other worlds. Just one. But you, like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'll never get off in the other worlds, nigga.
Nah, so then, I mean, so just one.
Oh, man, I don't know.
you know, it used to be Hollow and against whoever. You know, I'm still very big on Shotgun Shug and Hitman Holler. Because Hitman Holler.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that.
Real.
Like, I was going to say that, but.
I mean, even though Hitman ain't battling, you already know what's up. Like, he knows what's up. Everybody knows what's up if that battle go down. You know what I mean? Like, you can't not know. It's one of those things where you hope somebody doesn't get, like, beat bad because it's like, y'all was talking so much shit. Come on, man. Y'all both got to come with a ball of fire. But I got to see that. I got to see that. You know what I'm saying?
I hear niggas talking, but is he going to do the fucking?
I mean, yo, I ain't going front. Niggas, this is a very unorthodox matchup, but.
Yo, y'all that nigga Hitman lucky he don't get come on the show because, you know, I know that nigga Hollywood and all that because I let that nigga know, like, nigga, listen, man, I've been going to mad events and you've been taking mad shots at Shug, nigga, at all these events. And not saying, you know what I mean, because Hitman one of my niggas. I fuck with Hitman. Hitman, But, nigga, you can't be acting like no bitch. No, you can't be acting like that, man.
I mean, yo, listen, to be fair, though, niggas don't really know what the whole
no
why they battle not going down, though. You know what I mean? Like, other than the fact that there's real tension. Like, that's one thing you got to put into play. It is real tension. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no foo-foo shit. So it's like...
That shit ain't no real tension.
I mean,
I think it was, my nigga.
I think it was.
Nigga, listen. Listen, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you like this. I asked the man his motherfucking self, man. I asked the man Shug, man. You got no beef with that nigga, man. There ain't no nothing real, man.
I don't know, my nigga. I think maybe, listen, maybe I'm bigging it up a little bit, but don't downplay it like
that.
I'm not.
There might be rap tension beef, but there ain't no street beef. If that's what you think that it's some beef, like, them niggas gonna see each other and they gonna pop.
Listen, you remember the shit in Jersey? You remember the shit in, Shug, like, it's just, and you know, Shug gonna tap his pot. It's tension, my nigga. I don't know. It's all right. Yeah, listen. It's a little bit of tension, my nigga. Now, if it rap beef more the stream beef, I think it's more rap tension. I think it's more rap tension. I'll give you that. But don't make it seem like that rap tension hasn't made both of them niggas like, I ain't gonna front. I still remember the fake fight.
You got me excited, but then you bringing me back. Yo, get back in the passenger seat. Take the motherfucking pump out of the car. And sit your ass the fuck down.
So you think he pump faking again? Because remember the first fight with him and Sir.
You got snatched on the Petro. That's what I'm telling you.
Nah. Nah, that nigga said you put a snap on the Petra.
But
look at all the shit we've been talking about in the last, 2.5-3 minutes. That shit is worthy, my nigga. I do want to see, it's going to be a crazy matchup. But I want to see Goods battle Calico. I'm sick of Goods a little easy test. I want to see Goods battle Calico. Like, put that, you know what I mean? Like, put that seat, because Calico talk that shit. Put Goods versus Calico out, my nigga. Put Goods versus Calico out. That's gonna pack a building.
Yo,
that's a fact.
I'm gonna hold you.
That's gonna pack a building.
Yo, low key, that nigga Calico fuck Rex up.
Yo, listen. You know what's the thing? I told you.
I watched that battle the other night, and to be honest with you, because I was there for that, watched it in the building, and I loved it. It was gangster. It was everything I wanted it to be. It was everything SMAC stands for. It was everything with SMAC, not URL, SMAC. SMAC. That gangster raw at the end of the DVD shit. Not that motherfucking, I don't know what these niggas be doing now.
You remember, Black was there and all the niggas was in the back of the lounge and all that. You remember when we was watching the joint and the nigga Clips told me, he like, yo, son, I'm like, yo, Rex gonna win. He said, yo, that battle versus Daylight, you know what I mean? That was like a warm up. Watch what he going to do. This before the battle even started. I'm like, yo, Charlie, you bugging, son. And Cal was on a whole other level that night. You know what I mean? On top of the fact he had to, you know what I mean, people wanted to see him again. He was showing up, though. He showed up, he showed out. You know what I mean?
Hey, yo,
you know,
low key, that nigga Hitman, lucky that he didn't battle Calico on Smack, because that nigga got his ass whooped on the Gladiator School, nigga.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? That Gladiator School shit, yo, that, you know what it is? It gets swept under the rug with another, like, a lot of those, you know, non-really battle rap leagues that you really know. It gets swept under the rug. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, it was a lot.
Them battles is all right. Like,
remember Son of Battle B Magic that got killed? Young B, rest in peace to the boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a lot of...
what I'm saying.
It was
this
a lot of
little
shit up there.
Yo, nigga, that card is official. Like, no bullshit.
Yeah, they got some good joints on there.
Yo,
they got some good joints on there.
That card was ill. Snoop put together the best card.
Let's be real, though. It snaps on the Petro. It has some hype around it. Maybe too much. You know what I'm saying? It was Snoop. He brought out a lot of people. We were at that time, you know, the game was in the ship. It was like it's always a battle card with somebody coming in the game. So that was one of them that it's not good, decent, and it got swept under the rug, my nigga. Because like that Calico and Hitman Holla battle, yo, my nigga. When you said it, I was like, oh, shit, I said, damn. That nigga did whoop that nigga ass up there. And Hitman was playing. That's the thing, like, that's why, like, you can't really downplay and get swept under the rug, because Hitman was fighting. You know what I mean? Like,
God, he still got his ass whooped. He was fighting, but he got it beat up, nigga.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
They both was really fighting. You know what I mean? Like, Cal's been on one.
Yo, E Hart snapped on everybody out there.
I thought it was a lot of gas when I watched it because I had heard everything about it with the Young B shit. But I thought when you go back and watch it, like Young B, niggas didn't, even in L.A., you know which where they were. I don't know if they was in L.A. or Atlanta, but I think they was in L.A. He had a lot of home love, but the boy was snapping, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he fucked
me
Magic up.
He was snapping.
Magic's that's my nigga. That is my guy. Dob said, but yo, Bull came out of nowhere, and rest in peace to the Bull. Shit fucked up because that nigga definitely right now would be on the URL. No ifs, ands, or buts. Smacking them niggas would have had to go holler at that nigga, man, after what he did the Magic. I'm sorry. You had to holler at that nigga, man. And that shit fucked up because shortly after that battle, he had passed away. I don't know what happened to him, you know what I mean? But he had passed away, and that shit is whack because, you know what I mean? That shit is like, damn, nigga, that battle was ill. Like the first time I got to see you, the first time I seen you, you was a nobody against my man.
And
that you fucked my man up.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why, to me, you got to understand, my nigga, you know, it was a lot of hoopla around it, a lot of snaps from the Petro. So when you watch it, even if us talking about it for a person that never saw it, you're going to be like, I mean, his battle wasn't that crazy. But you got to think, at that time, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if you don't know a nigga that's battling a nigga that you know, especially a nigga like Magic, and he punching with Magic, and he's, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got his own style. He different. Yo, I ain't gonna front. That nigga never didn't say the word nigga, though. Like, yo, I wish, yo, listen, that nigga said nigga more than anything else, Links. Yo, I swear to God, that nigga say nigga more than he breathes, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But he was cold.
Hey, man,
like,
fuck
he,
that shit, because that nigga, he was hype.
Yeah, he was
go,
cold.
He,
yo, that jazz bar he had, he had this crazy jazz bar. He had a couple of, yo, he had some shit, my nigga. He had some shit. I saw, it's very rare to see, like, the buzz behind certain people. So it was genuine, you know, man. Like, I seen a little, the visuals, because shout out to Snoop, like, he paid his respects to Son when he passed. Like, I don't know how much he did, but he helped out with, you know, Son's funeral. So, and you saw the love he got from a, like, and like you said in the beginning, I didn't know who he was prior to battling Magic. So maybe he was bigger than what we know, because, you know, we on the East, but, son, it was love in there, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas know, he was a young kid, too, you know what I'm saying? So for a person to have it packed like that, you know what I mean, he touched a lot of people. So he had some. Similar, you know, it kind of remind me of your boy a little bit. You, when you put me on to Spinach, you know what I mean? No disrespect, because boy was nice too, but it was just like right then, you know what I mean?
Peace.
Rest in peace, Spinach. Like right before
yo,
you get a like you got a
yo,
shot.
Hold
and
on,
then,
before we, yo, before I think hop on the line. Before we fucking even get into something next, yo, yo, people need to go check out that Spinach documentary on the YouTube, man. Go check that shit out, man. That shit is official. Yeah, you're gonna hear some official
right.
music. You know what I'm saying? Like that, he wasn't just a battle rapper. He was an artist. Like he was out there writing songs. Like he was
ahead of his time. Ahead of his time. Like on some, you know, like for people that don't know, you know how you hear about Reed, or you know you hear about the Meeks, or just other young rappers out, Cicero, Reed, all of them. Or you even think
mm-hmm.
back and be like, damn, a boy like Big L, and how you hear him around so many other greats. That's how Spinach was. Spinach was like the Big L of Philly.
Yo,
it was like,
yo,
you know what
and,
I mean?
And what was, yo, and what was crazy, that nigga crushed Young Chris in a
yeah.
song, my nigga.
Yeah.
He bodied Young Chris, my nigga, badly.
But
bad,
he was from
like,
the grit, though. You know what I mean? Like, when you watch
yeah.
the when you watch the story, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He grew up in it, so it was like that was he, yo, it was pure, yo, it was in his veins, my nigga. He was different, son. You
yo,
know what I'm saying? And
seen,
to see,
like, yo, he had a different energy, dog. His energy was so different, like.
And this is
and
back way.
Crazy,
this is way back,
yo,
boy. This is
and you know what's crazy as hell? Like, there's a lot of that footage is from Too Raw from the Streets. Now listen, a lot of ill battles came through on the low on that Too Raw for the Streets and a lot of ill niggas. And what was crazy is that when I'm sitting there watching that documentary,
mm-hmm.
I get to going through my old DVDs. That shit sitting right fucking there, dog. I had this shit the whole time. I been knew who this nigga was and basically just forgot because I watched so many fucking MCs, dog, from so many different places. I be forgetting
yeah.
about a lot of rappers, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta understand, I've been listening to rap for a long-ass time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been listening to rap for a very long time. And I've seen all types of spitters. But that nigga Spitters, he was something different, man. Like, he would have changed the game. I would have liked to see, like, if he would have been on the URL stage. Like, I would like to see how that would have worked out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have.
He would have got a shot because no disrespect to Tech N9ne. You know what I'm saying? Tech N9ne
yeah,
didn't even said himself.
Tech
he was better
knows,
than. Yeah, no, I was going to say. No disrespect
though.
To Tech N9ne, but he even said himself.
This man was better than him. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, way better than him. So it's one of those things where, you know, he would have got a shot. You can't.
Because you got to think, boy, like, we always talk about this, my nigga. Nobody, the first to ever put on battle rap on a big stage is Tech N9ne that I know of. You know what I'm saying? Like, big stage, a lot of people from
mm-hmm.
you know, this new millennium. Tech N9ne is the first
mm-hmm.
nigga to rock the Summer Madness crowd and really rock
hey,
that shit. Really. So,
hey, yo, no
I got to
get,
hey, you know what
hey,
I mean?
Yo, no lie. Lux Performance was cool and all that, even though that shit was Exxon, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even though that shit was Exxon, yo, Tech N9ne rocked the crowd genuinely. Like, the crowd was just fucking with him that night. Yo, he had, for real, he could have said some dot shit, my nigga, and that shit would have went crazy. He could have literally said whatever the fuck he wanted that night. You know what I'm saying? He literally could have said whatever he wanted that night. You know what I'm saying? But I also got a twist for y'all with that battle, man. Is it only because we already knew that Miles wasn't even supposed to be on stage? You feel what I'm saying? Like, we all know Miles wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. Everybody knew that. Everybody knew that. That shit wasn't a secret.
Oh, you saying because of the show battle?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
We all
okay.
know that shit. Why do you think the crowd went crazy when he said that shit? Like, the crowd went bananas when he said that shit. And honestly, nobody listened. Nobody, if you go back and study the footage, you'd be like, damn, niggas ain't even listen to Miles. Niggas is like, man,
I'm,
fuck
nah,
that.
But you got to understand, yo, Link, I still remember the chills. He said, this motherfucker death? Can this motherfucker, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, boy, when you watch it on camera, you got to understand, that's one of those battles, my nigga, because Tech N9ne is a person. People are like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Yo, my nigga, genuinely. I remember seeing him in the pizza shop after that, me and my brother. He was with his man. You know what I'm saying? I said, what you think my man would do for that slice? You know what I'm saying? And no funny shit. We went to the nigga like, yo, son, you rock that shit. Like, yo, he really had put on, my nigga. Like, he really put on. It was like him, X Factor, Cal, like, dope. But you gotta understand, nobody did it like Tech, my nigga. Like, Tech rocked that shit that night. So,
yo,
you know,
awesome
I think Spitters would have did it. I think Spitters would have definitely got a shot. And, you know, Philly always did their thing in battle rap. So where he would have landed, that's just, you know what I mean, that's something we could never even speculate on. But he would have been there, I believe. You know what I mean? Wholeheartedly. So nigga, check that shit out,
man. Yeah, I ain't
gonna
lie. He was different, yo. Like, that nigga was different. Like, and
yo, nigga, Cassie knew about the boy, right? Like, niggas said, you know, like, everybody knew Cass was nice, Reed was nice, but niggas knew who Spittage was, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if Spittage, I don't know if they ever, you know what I mean, crossed paths, but
man,
the way the DVD was formed, it was like Spittage, like, son ain't want it, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't want that.
Listen,
he ain't want that
nigga,
work.
The nigga motherfucking Spittage had the city on smash, my nigga. Like, you got to understand, like, he had Philly on smash. And then on top of that, he was fucking with Gilly and them niggas. Man, listen, it was a rap. It was a done dizzy. Yo, and what was crazy, around that time, he was snapping. Reed Dollars was snapping. And this is when he was snapping up in the Bronx on that two
right.
row. For the Streets DVD, and your boy Lo Deluxe standing back there, him and his little Aces homie click sitting right there.
That was that era where you had to be ready.
Yep.
Maybe he just wasn't ready.
Yo, you could have went to YouTube. You can go to YouTube and watch that, man. Lux is standing right there.
Trash. Son, he battled is trash.
Yeah, that nigga said...
Yo, funny battle is trash.
Hey, yo, the nigga said some shit about I put a nigga in the pizza oven. I said, what?
Like, when them niggas said they really got in the car from Philly and just saw niggas, like, yo, you battle. When you hear that nigga, that his opponent rhyme, you like, yo, like, you understand. No disrespect. Yo, actually, you can't even say no disrespect. It's almost like with this, yo, Reed Dollars, at least with that battle, he made his name off of battling just out of having the courage and, you know what I mean, the smarts to battle a nigga on the spot in the Bronx, because that nigga was weak.
Nah, see, because you got to understand, that battle right there took him battling Shell's little brother named Mister. You know what I mean? I don't know if y'all niggas remember Shell's from
Shell's
back
name
in the day. Shell's
name was his little brother.
You know what I'm saying? He had a little brother named Mister. He land up battling that nigga. My nigga Fox 5 land up battling Rain. You know what I mean? Rain Man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Rayman.
Yeah, shout out to Rayman. That nigga definitely came through the show and showed love and all that.
Yeah, he showed love.
PA all day. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, fucking the nigga, damn, man. Who else? Rico something. I forget what the fuck this dude's name was. He's another Philly cat. Rico something. And them niggas went up there and battled, and that shit was ridiculous, yo. Them battles were crazy. Like, you can go back and watch them shits, too.
No, I'm just saying, I remember Reed's battle, and I'm not, you know what I mean? You can't say no disrespect, because his opponent was just trash. So it's like, Reed did his thing in other battles, but I always thought from back on the day, like, his opponent didn't have the same skill as him, though. You know what I mean?
Yo,
like, not one nigga.
Nah, what was crazy, though, is that, you know, I seen Murder Mook battle a nigga that was similar to that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Similar to that nigga. Murder Mook battled some nigga in Massachusetts. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's when he was going to school or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he battled some nigga in the alleyway. This nigga was dude.
And you gotta understand, sometimes, that's what I'm saying, like, you made your name off of a nigga were at the time, you know, battling, but everybody just, they didn't have the same skill. You know, at least in this time, everybody don't have the same skill in this time either.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit more rationed out.
Can I ask you a question?
Plug Hop and Nels in the day on, too, because I don't even, you know what I mean?
I think Hop is already on. I already been playing more.
Oh, I think it's just, All right, go ahead. What was you saying?
Hop is on, but
now, what were you saying about the joint?
Question. Yo, Murder Mook.
Yeah.
Who y'all feel Murder Mook lost to?
You know, Hop, you want to go?
Who he lose to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, who do you think he lost to? Like, your personal opinion.
I mean, only one I can feel that can be possibly the... I mean, well, nah, Party Artie. Nah, that's a given.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I mean, we got to count Smack Day. So, yeah, Party Artie, I mean, that. Sirius Jones can be debated.
I'm about to give y'all niggas a battle that y'all didn't see.
Hold on, I got you. Yo,
hold on.
I got you.
Ed Lux. First time. I had Lux.
No.
I'm gonna keep it tall.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Listen, to me, that nigga Mook's worst loss is to Joey Jihad, man. Straight up and down. A lot of people don't even know Mook battled Joey Jihad. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas don't even know that. You can go.
I mean, if you got the footage, you can send that.
My nigga, you can go. I'm sure it's on the YouTube somewhere.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sure it's on the YouTube somewhere. They battled in Philly, and the same thing. That nigga Mook, he felt the wrath of his own Harlem medicine. It was a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? It was different that time for Murder Mook, cause you know. That nigga Sirius Jones did some nut nigga shit. He wasn't supposed to go battle Mook in the middle of Harlem with the whole dot mob. Nigga, that's like going to a family reunion and battling Uncle Joe or some shit. Nigga, you don't do that, nigga.
This nigga said you battle Uncle. Yeah, listen.
Yeah,
I mean,
nigga, you don't do that. Like,
he lost all, my nigga. To me, Mook lost his first three. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga lost to Mills, the nigga lost to Artie. Oh, he ain't lose to Jones. Right. He ain't lose to Jones. But he lost to Lux. He lost to Lux. Like, he lost those three battles. Like, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. If anything, he showed how nice he was against Mills. Like, you couldn't deny him. And then against Artie, he was just like, you know, Party Artie. He was better, but Mook was still somebody. But at that time, you know, the ranking system was different, and he was a prodigy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know Link should be like, yo, he wasn't 16. Okay, he might not have been 16, but he was still younger, a lot younger than them niggas. You know what I'm saying? And he set up the game.
Yeah, he was younger. Yeah, he was young. He was, him and Rex were younger than niggas, but the niggas wasn't as young as them niggas were saying, because let's be for real. Let's just be honest here, right? Let's be for real. All bullshit aside. How the fuck all these niggas 16? Nigga, Mook, Rex, Cassidy, motherfucking Young Chris, all you niggas.
I mean, Cass was with Rough Riders, though. Cass was with Rough Riders, though, at a young age. I said Cass was with Rough Riders, though, at a young age.
No. Listen, when Full Surface and all that shit, he was doing that, and he was on Smack DVDs, that nigga was a grown-ass fucking man. That nigga wasn't 16.
Now,
he might have been around them niggas when he was 16, but he wasn't on camera. By the time he get on camera with these niggas, that nigga grown-ass man. I'm not trying to hear none of that shit.
Before digital age, do we even... I mean, Lil Ray,
yo,
but yeah, listen, we getting on, so we go and left. All I'm saying is,
yo, listen, all the
he lost them first
16.
Three.
That's all, yeah, all I'm trying to say, all the niggas wasn't 16. That shit is some bullshit. Niggas,
I mean, I feel, okay, fine,
left.
Fair enough. But I'm saying at the end of the day, you know what I mean, he was young and that was Party Artie. And even when you look back at it now, you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, when you look back at it now, you got to understand, Mook got a battle with a fucking legend for real.
Nah, him and Young
Lux.
Him and Young Lux is like a one that's a dangerous one because it's like they both young. That's a nigga in your age bracket. You know what I mean? It's your people. It's, you know what I mean? Your age is the bitches and everything.
So was Mook.
And,
I mean, so was Mills. Mills was his age bracket. And
I mean,
Waka.
I think Mills might have been a few, like, 2 years older. He might have been a little older. Might have been a little older.
Man, that nigga was in his age bracket, nigga. If you ain't 5 years older,
whatever. All I'm saying, is but Mook started shit. You know what I'm saying? The way his format, you know what I mean? Like, if you go back now, his format back then, everybody raps with now. So you can't take that away. You know what I'm saying? Even back then when it was, like, drawn out, he was setting up and painting a different picture.
Nah, I'm not
going
to lie. Yo, I'm not going to hold you. The nigga Mook, you know what I mean? Mook, not Lux, but a lot of people bit. Not only, not just Mook and Jay Mills. A lot of these niggas rap the way they rapping and battling the way they rapping. You know what I mean? Battle rapping because of them niggas. You feel me? Like, them niggas, you know what I mean? Like, there's certain styles that these niggas was using. And like I said, that nigga motherfucking Mook, one line against Young Hot turned into a universal fucking URL style when this shit got the popping.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's another one. My nigga, you understand. He had a bunch of hot lines for a nigga who was not prepared to battle him. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, notice it. Like, who's Young
that's
Hot,
because,
boy?
That's
you know what I'm saying? Like, other than the nigga that Mook killed.
Because you know why he was supposed to battle? I think he was supposed to battle Reed that night. And Reed.
Or Kaz. I thought it was Kaz, but you might be right.
I don't know. He was supposed to battle somebody else. Young Hot wasn't the opponent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Young Hot wasn't the original opponent, so we can't be mad at the substitute teacher, my nigga.
Shit, fuck that, nigga. It was free day on the substitute teacher, nigga.
Hey, nigga, you lucky. I wasn't in Philly that day, nigga. I might have battled that nigga and got the chicken, nigga.
You might have got. Yo, listen, we might be talking about your ass right now. Let's go off into another adventure because you talking about Murder Mook. Like, Murder, we didn't just big that nigga up, and you a man, so you got every right to respect you.
Yeah, that nigga, but I'm an MC.
But you like,
I always give props to where it's due, but nigga, I'm still an MC at the end of the day, nigga. Like, I'm not one of these ducking hard-ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not one of these ducking hard-ass niggas. I give niggas the respect that earn it. But, nigga, when it's time to go. Like, nigga, I'm going to give you a real-life story, nigga. This happened a few weeks ago. I'm in the fucking studio with Ice. I mean, and one of my young boys, we in there, nigga, just talking. And the nigga straight told Ice, said, Ice, and me and you get on the track, I'm going to try to fuck you up, nigga. I'm trying to go in. You know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, as an MC, this is supposed to be your mind state. If this is not your mind state as an MC, get the fuck out of here. Straight up. Get the fuck out of here. And then, nigga, Ice said that to the young boy. Young boy, he's like, yo, you're supposed to have that mind state. Because he was like, I got that mind state. When I go in on the track with a dude, I'm trying to murder that shit. Every time. That's just, I mean, if you don't have that mind state as an MC, please just sit the fuck down. Like,
I'm not taking nothing away from your MC. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? You said Murder Mook wasn't whooping your ass, and I'm not. Let's move on to something else. You know what I'm saying? We still talking about Murder Mook not whooping. I got more respect for that than you know, but
I'm not,
I got to tell you,
I'm not Young Hot.
Yo, I told you, like I told, I'm gonna tell you now. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna tell Hop right now, man. Yo, Hop, I watched Jonah versus Psychosis,
okay.
And I want you to give me your recap because I hate that nigga Psychosis already. But I'm gonna let you go first.
I don't hate the nigga.
I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Battle rap style.
Nah,
I mean, we could do better, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, I gave Joe Knight a battle 2-1, possibly 3-0.
Okay.
That shit was like closest. I think his cleanest round was his first round when he was kind of going back and he was going back and forth with the shit. Like he was like had a structure, like spin, then he was going with his fast shit. But I only liked the shit he was saying. Like when he was like he was saying some shit in within the fast rap, but I'm not gonna be able to catch all of that shit. So the way he had it in the beginning of his round where he was kind of rapping a little slower, actually talking to Joe Knight. He was talking about the reaches and shit he was doing. I'm not sure, but no, it was the first round where he was talking how he basically gained his notoriety from smacking shit. And the way he was doing that, I thought it was dope, but the second and third, he just went straight with the fast rap shit, and he lost me. Then Joe Knight, I'm saying, all three rounds was just consistent to me, you know what I'm saying? But that first round is probably the only one I feel could be possibly debated. But other than that, second and third, clearly goes Joe Knight.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, first of all, son, I just want to say that kid is terrible, bro. Like, he was rapping mad fast, and you're not on a beat, you know, so, like, that fucks you up off top. Now, from an exposure standpoint, that shit was, like, genius, because, you know what I'm saying, like, even for $1,000, you got the chance to whatever exposure you can get from King of the Day. I got views to it, so for $1,000, you got them views, whatever. Cool. But his first round was his more structured battle rap, rapping style round. But that shit was even still, he was like ranting. Even like when he wasn't trying to rap fast, he still was like ranting, it felt like. It was just like, then you dressed up in the Where's Waldo shit. Then you wore that shit like the whole battle. It was just like, where the fuck were you? I don't know. It was just weird. But yo, I ain't gonna lie, Jonah was okay. The only thing I felt bad for Hop is like, yo, it's like the grace that Joe Non fell from. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is like super wild. Super wild. But 2-1 Joe Non, possible 3-0. I just think, you know, that him getting bodied by Diz right now is going to work because it's new, but it's getting played already. That shit is corny. Real shit. Shit's kind of corny. And Joe Non, yo. If Joe Non with that voice shit that he be doing, you know, listen, it's almost like if he loses his voice like Tink did that time, that shit, it might not sound so good. It might just be a voice thing. I don't know. Truthfully.
I think that shit's starting to get extra now because, like, hearing him rap with his regular voice and, like, in between his rounds and then, like, forcibly go to that voice, that is weird.
That's the perfect word you said. It's like forcing. Like, he's forcing it. Like, it's not even like, you know, he's kind of like losing his breath until he kind of like switches his tone or like it's like an attitude kind of thing. It's like he forces himself to do it, and that shit is whack. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But then again, it kind of worked for him. That's how I know the nigga, so I don't know. But, you know, I just think it's kind of corny now. Terrific. Man, yo, Lynx, you ain't even – yo, listen, Lynx, I ain't even going – Ice was there, though, since you want me to touch, you know what I'm saying? Had Ice was there.
Oh, that Had Ice line he had with Fire, though. I like that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yo, listen, he said some other crazy bar, though. Yo, Joe Non. Yo,
nope.
Damn, that shit got me tight. I can't remember that shit right now.
Yo.
That shit got me tight. Yo.
Yo.
This nigga shit cut out? Yeah, boy, I'm not gonna lie. That shit was really wet cheeks, though. Listen, I'm trying to wait for Nels, man, because I was. Yo, it was, though. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Yo, the only reason why that shit was whack is because, like, yo, bro, these niggas, like, yo, this nigga, like, took the whole stage links and, like, was, like, performing. Boy, was, like, sweating from, like, jumping around and, like, trying to, like, get, like, yo, it was like a Saint. Like, yo, this ain't, I don't know, this ain't pop, nigga. Like, you can stand still and make your point, because when Jonah was up on him, but it was just, bro, I don't know. Everybody shouldn't be rapping, bro. And if you watch that battle, everybody's not supposed to be doing that shit.
That's the problem, though.
Like, you probably could be some nigga at a house party with that shit around your way or some shit like that, you know what I mean? Or, you know, some Queen Latifah shit, you just local, but, like, yo, everybody, yeah. I'm dead serious. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious.
though. You be rapping local, nigga.
Look. If I, yo, listen, as fast as a nigga could be going, yo, listen, bro, all that rapping shit that boy was doing was just fucked up. And he wasn't on the beat, so shit was kind of whack. And I ain't gonna lie, I watched that, the B-Magic and Moneybags. Please tell me you saw that shit. You heard me?
Seen what?
B-Magic versus Team Moneybags.
Oh, nigga, I watched the pay-per-view.
Boy, listen, man. I mean, you knew the gas was going to be there, but I felt like, you know, Magic fucked it up, and I felt bad for Moneybags because of Magic's fuck-up. You know what I mean? Moneybags gets the battle. When in actuality, it's like, I think Moneybags actually has some skill, but, you know, niggas need to force money. Niggas need to be forced to just rap their shit, and then instead of getting booed, just get no response. You know what I mean? Because everything ain't supposed to be chanted for, bruh. Every delivery is not like, because we know when the delivery is coming does not mean we're supposed to yell when he says something that's cohesive, because, like, that shit, though, yo, some of that shit was whack. But your man, B-Magic, that's my man too, son. Can't even front, but that shit, he just looked bored, bro. And he was unprepared. You know what I mean? If that nigga really wants to retire, I kind of saw it a little bit. You know what I mean? It was just like, I don't know. What you think, man? What you think of the battle?
Yeah, you know he wants to go.
Nigga said, you know he wants to go.
It
didn't look like he was really that into it, you know? Some moments it was just like he was in rhythm, but it wasn't like he was. It was rough, my nigga. It was rough. You know what I mean? And Moneybags won. I don't know. I be feeling like,
hey, yo,
Moneybags.
What's up with your boy JC, man? That nigga be everywhere, battling.
What you talking about? You ain't know. First of all, are you hating on JC? You ain't even giving Moneybags and Magic no respect. That nigga said, why JC everywhere?
No, because I just. That's why. That nigga everywhere, man.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That nigga say, yo, who? B-Magic versus Heavy Man? Yeah, that nigga JC be everywhere. What the fuck are you talking about?
Nah, man, this nigga be everywhere, man. I just seen something online, man. This nigga be everywhere.
I mean,
listen, JC got a classic as well, son. Real talk. So.
Listen, man. Listen. Yeah, you got one. I mean, you got
some
one.
Some people don't doubt that.
Huh?
I said,
some people don't.
PG classic. Like, that's such a classic. That's the first, that's a classic on many levels. That's the first time you, like, you know, you saw, just because they PG, don't mean you can't see a classic.
It wasn't PG's.
What? That was a PG, nigga.
It was a one-off.
So it was a one-off on the what?
It was a one-off on the PGs, like the Brooklyn Pirates.
Oh, okay. It was
battle. Yeah.
So it was a PG? They wasn't PGs?
No.
Oh. All right, man. All I know is now listen. JC got one classic battle. Does he have more than one?
No, I don't think so.
You wasn't even on for the joint, and I could ask you, what'd you think of the Moneybags versus B-Magic?
I think it was the thing. Yeah, watching it again, like, if minus the slip ups, like, B-Magic had some shit. Like, the punches was consistent. Just the slip ups was bad. Third round was his clearest round. You could probably debate that round, if so, but. I feel like Moneybags has just been in his bag this year. He has the stage presence. He has the consistency with the bars. They landed correctly. The shit is dope. Like, I feel like he's in another zone right now. And sorry he had to be that stood in front of him, especially with this type of performance, which made it, you know what I'm saying, easier to go with Moneybags. But Moneybags is definitely in my one of my favorites this year right now.
Hey yo, I'm not even gonna hold you. I felt like Moneybags won on default only because it's like, you know, B Magic choked in the first round, and I don't think he seemed into it. You know how he was saying he wanted to retire? It was kind of like you could see it a little bit, you know? That's not Moneybag's fault. But, you know, it kind of took away from him beating Magic more so than Magic, you know, kind of like beating himself and not being fully with it or having room for people to say something about it. So a win is a win, and you're going to take it, but that's not something you could be like, yeah, I was whooping Magic's ass or something like that. I don't think so. I think Magic was just very disappointed.
I mean, first watch I had, you know what I'm saying, it was pretty clear to me still. I had, you know what I'm saying, Team Moneybags winning the joint. I just feel like the material he had was just, it was just more variety in the material that he had, you know what I'm saying? Not saying B-Magic didn't, because B-Magic definitely, his punches, I loved the way he was delivering his punches. I just feel like I got more from T Moneybags' battle, though.
Yeah, I mean, again, though, but I'm saying that's not, we're saying something positive about T Moneybags, but we haven't said really, I don't think anything positive about B-Magic, really, though. You know what I'm saying?
How did
B-Magic do in the second and third?
As I said, the first and the second, he had his slip-ups, but minus the slip-ups, he was spitting some shit. As I said, his third round, his clearest round, you could debate those two rounds, that third. But his first two rounds, but really the first round, minus that slip-up, that would have been another debatable round also. Like, but I think, like,
yeah,
once you've seen two slip-ups back-to-back, it's like, you know what I'm saying, what the fuck? And then, like, you see T Moneybags, who just had a clean, flawless round, it's like, you got to give it to him, like, no ifs and buts. Like, if he had a slip up or something like that, then you'd be like, okay, all right, let's see how else can I decide between the two. Then I see the same, but nah, it's like,
that's the reason what I'm saying, though. It's like, if Magic didn't have two slip ups, then yes, I could agree with you more. But that's what takes away from Moneybags' performance to me. Because how shouldn't it? How doesn't it?
Because B Magic fucked up, not T Moneybags. It fucked up from the battle, not from
T wasn't really smoking.
Performance.
See, that's not, but it wasn't that crazy of a performance, in my opinion. It wasn't that crazy. Not crazy enough to where you can be like, all right, yo, listen, had Magic not choked, we still wouldn't be talking the same way, because we're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think T Moneybags kind of needs sometimes, like, a lot of people do. Where, you know, like, kind of like the Midwest treatment. When you say some shit and it's not that hot, they be like, oh, these niggas are asleep. No, they not asleep. They just not going to bully you, and they're just going to let you say your shit. And then when you say some hot shit, they go on, you know what I mean? Like, everything that, it was a lot of dry spots to me and T Moneybags shit, but then he was performing and, you know, he got a lot of, like, home love. It was like, I'm just keeping it funky. That's how I saw it. Truthfully. And I think that Team Moneybags is good. So it's like, it's just a, I don't know. But I will say, shout out to RBE and, you know, ARP and them, because I don't know where else you're going to get a chance for B-Magic to battle Team, like Moneybags, you know what I mean? Or Moneybags to battle B-Magic, rather, you know what I mean? So that was pretty dope, too. Because he did win at the end of the day, regardless of how you view it, he did win. So that shit definitely, and I would have never said Moneybags would beat Magic.
Well, I had Moneybags winning my prediction anyway.
Damn. All right, have you got this one? Shit, can't even hate though. You got this one. I wouldn't have. Yeah, listen, didn't see that shit coming. Did not see that shit coming. Hey yo, but this and finally the 2-on-2, my nigga. The 2-on-2. How y'all feel about the 2-on-2?
I'm not impressed with the first 2-on-2 that Smack dropped. And maybe that's because it was the weakest one out of everything that happened. I don't know. I don't think the teams were up to par like that. I think there were some hot lines said, but overall, I think the battle was butt. The battle was good at all. I don't know how y'all niggas feel about this. 2-1-2.
Hop, you want to go ahead or what's up?
Yeah, I mean, with me, I think, you know what I'm saying? All right, it wasn't nothing too crazy. I see why they put it out first. Especially from seeing, like, the reviews, like, what people was talking about, like, from the event when it was going down. Like, I could see this battle was going to be the first one that dropped. You know what I'm saying? Niggas had to cut the shit and go outside and all that shit. Like, niggas had to do the disclaimer and shit. Like, I could see this was going to be the first one to drop. But even the material, like, the first round, I could probably say, I mean, it entertained me. That's probably the good I could entertain me. Like, Clips and John had me fucking crying. Clips, that nigga is just something wrong with that nigga. Like, something really wrong with that nigga. Like, mentally, cause this nigga really is be doing some crazy shit on this. Like, nigga throwing holy water on John and Ring. Like, is you serious, son? Like, nigga bugged. But I think people was trying to say like that they were going at the Saga majority. Like, they were making like three brothers just bullshit at the Saga and. Like, they still had shit for T, and the shit that they were saying was dope. Like, I like the carry a cross on your back, or carry a big T on your back, some shit like that in the first round. Even though it's a uppercase T, doesn't look like a cross, but whatever. But I thought the shit was it was dope the way they have said it and shit, though. But I like the Guess Which Room I'm In, multiple choice joint that they had in the second round. Third round, you know what I'm saying, they kept it up. I felt like, you know what I'm saying, John and Clips, they were pretty good together, even though they had little parts here and there that they kind of had to, you know what I'm saying, polish up. But other than that, they were still good. They were good through their three. I feel like the second round probably is their best round. First round, it was good. They actually, you know what I'm saying, probably, maybe, you know what I'm saying, after a couple watches, probably could debate that first round. Our first watch, I just gave it to Clips and pure entertainment. As the NWX, they did have some dope lines in the doors towards like the middle to end, some in the beginning. But it was pretty, you know what I'm saying, it was all right, but it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, nothing too crazy. Like, if I was to be advertising that, but about us having all the, you know what I'm saying, best 2-on-2 battles here, this being the first one I've seen, I wouldn't be, you know what I'm saying, too intrigued. Especially when they went outside. They could have kept that shit, like, honestly. I'm just saying, because I only say that shit because it would have sounded, shit would have been sounded way better in the building. It didn't even, you know, it didn't even really, I didn't get that feel of what they were trying to do
really
from the, I'm saying, how they, from the setting they were. That's what I'm saying. They probably could have. It could have really kept
my nigga. They did that shit on the spot. My nigga, you judging them niggas?
No,
like,
I know.
Like, them niggas say, yeah, they could have did that shit. Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, man.
But now I got Clips and John taking this joint 3-0, though.
3-0?
Yeah.
All right, I would be real with
you. Well, no. I'm sorry. Pardon me. I think I gave NW. Pardon me. Sorry, I gave NW like a second.
All right, can I be real with y'all? First of all, the first round, the niggas talked about this nigga, like, masturbating the whole time, pause. Like, that's all they talked about, yo. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that shit was just like, come on, my nigga. It got exhausting. It was kind of corny. You know what I'm saying? So, whereas, I mean, I guess, like, that's like, the 2-on-2 shit is like, is a vibe thing. You know what I mean? It's a chemistry thing. You got to really, like, I guess, live up to the people's expectations, but like, I thought this shit was a prime example of just the 2-on-2s as a whole. It was just like, you know, Big T was trying to get Saga to, like, it was cursing shit. That's how we're like talking some gun bar shit. I don't know. I just thought, you know, and then Big T was using old bars, going crazy with old bars. I'm like, yo, I honestly thought about this shit and wonder if he thinks the same thing. When you spit your old bars like that and you get hyped, don't that shit want to make you write new fire bars like that? You know what I'm saying? Instead of spitting that old shit. Because, like, you feel that feeling that, you know what I'm saying, like, that you did before, even if, you know, like, I don't know. That shit was just, this was a, was, I'm, like Hop said, this, I'm glad they put this one out first. Because this shit was just, you know,
yeah,
John John
is.
Yeah, that shit could have got voted. I wouldn't. Yeah, that shit could have got voted. I'm not going to fight. It was to the point. Yeah, listen, the second round was good, though. Like, Hob was right about that. The second round when John John and Clips was kind of like coming at each other for a second, and a nigga told the nigga you became top tier this morning, that shit was funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit made me laugh. You know what I mean? But, I chuckled, my nigga. You care. You know what I mean? That shit was funny. But it was a more, from them, from a, like, a teammate, I guess, standpoint, it was dope like that. Like, I never seen two opponents go at each other in a round, and, you know what I'm saying, all while, and keeping it entertaining, and it was dope. I'll give them that, because I don't like that two-on-two shit. And, you know, I was a person, I thought, from a brand perspective, on some, you know, Frank Lucas shit, it's a brand name, I thought that should probably be a little bit better on URL. Nope, no glitz, no glamour, no. That shit was still a boring 2-on-2. You know what I'm saying? With a nigga repeating old line. So disappointed in Big C. I told Norris that. I was like, that shit is just like, damn, bro. 50 Cent told that nigga he was his favorite battle rapper, and then that nigga just took that shit and just spit on
shit. Fell the fuck off.
50
the reason why that nigga fell off.
Nah. 50 the reason why. I ain't gonna blame 50. But I'm just saying.
Nah, it's not 50. No, it's not 50 Cent fault. But you know, after 50 said that was his favorite battle rapper, all these niggas.
I just think, yo, Hop, what you think though? I just think, you know, Big T and the Saga just wasn't a good look. Like, they just Big T is already, you know, like hanging off of a ledge, so to speak, to me. And then, you know, the Saga is like a person where either you like him or you don't. Either you can take that church shit or get that shit the fuck out of here in terms of like what's really going on. So
I mean, that first round, when they started doing basically talked about the elephant in the room and shit, but the two mm-hmm. different styles, I kind of thought it was a little clever, you know what I'm saying, getting that out the way early so it wouldn't be more, so they really don't play too much on the angle or does that much damage.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it still didn't really. For him, I mean, it was like I said, like when he would say some quote unquote, I guess, gangster shit, as then Saga come out, use a clever like religion or gospel flip or something like that. It was all right, but it wasn't something that really had me like wowed or anything, you know what I'm saying? It was something more so I expected,
but
I really wasn't expecting to hear the Saga be big gun bars with Big T for three rounds. Like, no.
I mean, you got to understand, you don't know what to expect from them 2-on-2s, I feel like. You know, you're putting two styles together when, like I said, for me, you know, Big T is already on there. That NWX shit is saving that nigga a little bit. Because, like, you know, K-Shine pulled himself out of a grave, nigga. He beat A-Verb on that stage. 2-on-2 or not, even if the 2-on-2s definitely put him where he needed to be. Like, he did what he had to do at certain moments. Like, Big T ain't showed out in a minute. You know what I mean? If anything, how is the Saga the bigger name at this point than Big T? Should I say it? Like, not a bigger name than Big T, but you know what I'm saying? Like, how are you the, like, I guess the more appreciated one? You know what I mean? Like, Big T is just I hope he's going to do it.
Niggas is fucking with that nigga Saga right now because he's putting in more work. And even though I really don't fuck with him like that, the battles he's doing are quality. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not coming in there fucking straight Scooby Boo 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 Boo.
I mean, I can't believe he's battling niggas like Suge, with Swayze. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of the people that the Saga takes, like you said, the work he's putting in, it's like either you like him or you don't, but you got to respect the kids like grind. You know what I mean? He's working. You know what I'm saying? So I respect that. But the battle as a whole, bro, was kind of like just disappointing. I don't even know about the outside shit Hop is talking about. I don't even want to – I don't know. Because I heard about the outside shit, but I didn't know they actually had put the footage out and everything. So
Niggas in the battle.
Oh, nah, nigga, then I ain't finished that shit then, because I was like, yo. Yo, listen, can I tell you something else about Big T and the Saga, though, that did kind of impress me, though? The fact that, like, as I'm watching them two, what kept me interested about them was the every now and again, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had this moment where right as Big T ended, he would say some shit and the Saga would pick up at, like, a perfect moment. Now, mind you, you know that church shit always at the end of it, but that was kind of, like, dope for them. Big John, because, like, John and Charlie Clips, they was just, like, styling. They was, like, joking and, you know what I mean? Like, they spit shit here and there, but they was really, like, having fun. I think Big T and the Saga was really working up there, you know?
Nah, I mean, I agree. I feel like they were trying to definitely be more bar-heavy with them, which it kind of shows, as you see with one side, you see with Clips and John, they was having half jokes, half bars, and then you see with Clips, and, I mean, with Big T and the Saga, they were trying to just go strictly bars.
I mean, John had some bars in there, too, you know? But I just felt like they were taking it easy. What's the next one y'all want to see?
I want to see the thing. Sly versus Marvin Quest. I want to see that one next.
You want to see which one? Oh, the Quest and McCody joint? Okay.
Yeah.
Lynx, which one you want to see next? Yo.
Yo, this nigga, man.
Yo, I ain't going to hold you. Just drop gun titles and get out the way. Fuck it. Don't even hold on to that shit. Because, like...
Yeah.
This is not a full battle. The anticipation is up. So, like, in one hand, you know, the true fans are going to watch it anywhere. Just when they hear it drop, they're going to run to it. But they've been on such a roll. Just drop it. Fuck it, I think. Like, they should just drop it. They could, anyway. They could just drop it. That should be dope.
I wouldn't mind that, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind that. Definitely just get it out the way and kind of get the hype up, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more for the event to see the next battle.
I asked Lynx before you got on. You know, the URL has been doing a lot of, you know, season battles or, you know, a lot of good quality battle rap, respectable battles with, you know, like a big name matchup here and there or just a unique style matchup. But on the next big card, what's the next matchup you really want to see or, like, you got to see? You know what I mean? Not even if it won't happen or not, but just something that you got to see. Just one, though. Just one matchup. I ain't going to lie, I said two, though, but just one. You could say another one.
Mook and Hollow.
Who?
Mook and Hollow.
Mook and Hollow? Okay.
That's pretty much, I mean, if you want to say just that one battle, like.
Yeah. I mean, I said Hitman and Suge, and still, and then I said I got to see Goods and Calico battle. I want to see Goods battle Calico because I want Goods to have like a threat. You know what I'm saying? So that way I would like to see that too.
I told that shit was gonna happen.
I just want to see, you know. The thing with Goods is, like, I want to see him battle somebody that's just as skilled as him or better than him. You know what I mean? That people.
Oh, you
said know,
Goods and Calico?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, bro. I thought you said Clips and Calico.
No. I said Goods and Calico.
Oh.
I really want to see that. Because I want to see Goods battle somebody that's skilled. Like, when he battled A-Verb, you know, Goods got a fly way of talking. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's beating a lot of people. But his Hollow battle was like, you know, Hollow won that, and people say it's off the fault, but even if he didn't throw that bottle, it wasn't really going his way, just if you line it up round by round, and then he didn't beat Verb, in my opinion. He didn't beat Verb. So I think a person like Calico, another skilled person, that would be a test for him. That would be a test for him.
He did beat him. No, I definitely agree with you on that.
I'm hearing
Goods and Lux talks. I mean, I don't really see what would make them really want to put that together, but
would just be the Dope Boy versus, you know what I mean, like the first Lux that came. You know what I mean? Like, that wouldn't even be, that wouldn't even make sense, man. That should have been crazy.
I want no Camry bars. Hell no.
Nah, I don't want to see it. I mean, I'm not interested in that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I asked, what's your one that you really want to see? I mean, I really want to see Hitman Hollow versus Shotgun Shook. Like, I got to be there for that. I want to see that. I just got to be there for that battle. You know what I'm saying? Hitman, because, like, Hollow versus Mook is something that I think I really want to see, but I still want to see Surf and Mook more, honestly. I want Hollow. But I don't know, man.
Hey, if y'all really want, I mean, if anything, like I said before, Surf would be a test for Hollow. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that should be, like, the matchup. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty obvious Hollow deserves more. You know what I'm saying? Even after this Pat State battle, I feel like he's going to, you know what I'm saying, show why he really deserves it.
I mean, I think he either deserves Mook or Tay Rock. I think Tay Rock got to go down. Because Tay Rock is like the I don't know, you know, I think Tay Rock is kind of like the champ at URL, but then what does that make Sue Surf and Surf beat him, you know? So it's like, the Tay Rock,
if you
like,
really want to do that, like, if I'm looking at it, like, in the sense, like, if everybody say wrestling, battle rap is like the WWE, let's really put in that stamp, let's put in that vision, then give it, like, that during that 95 or some shit like that. Yeah. Surf right now reminds me of Shawn Michaels in wrestling in like 96 when he first like got the title. Like, the nigga was like that guy, like from the mute, like you see with Surf, people like loving him in the music with the, you see him on the XXL shit, his tape is moving, you know what I'm saying, he's getting like great love outside of battle rap and in battle rap also. Like, he's becoming like the name, like he's carrying himself like a champ in a sense. Like, he carries himself like a champ in battle rap, and I see that more from him. Other than I'm just like the way I seen it with Tay Rock in this C3 battle, he kind of like was talking more so like a big, like a top dog, as to,
I mean, to be
serving
he,
like that for this past couple
he
years.
He is the top. He.
Like the top dog in URL.
I don't know,
bro.
But
he's never gone anywhere, though, Hop. He don't battle nowhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, when everybody else, like, kind of, like, make their name for battling all over and all that nigga
Surf
stays right.
Battle, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, Surf has battled on other leagues. Yo, look, put like this. Surf has battled on other leagues since battling on URL. You know what I mean? URL. Not.
It was on the UW and the Crown.
Okay, so what? He was on some other shit. Tay Rock hasn't been, bro.
So with Tay Rock, Tay Rock was at Seven City Sharks against Rolla. Come on,
how long ago was that?
This was only, but I think 2014, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, all right, you got me. That's it. But even this, bro,
yeah.
I can't even say even this, because you got me with that one. But I still do think that Tay Rock is, you know what I mean, like, one of the top, that's not a top dog in URL, because he's been there and keeping it consistent. You
oh,
know what
no,
I mean?
He is a top dog. I don't think he is the, like, top dog, though.
I mean, who else is who? Like, yo, listen, truthfully,
I would say I give it to Surf over him. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, Surf did beat him, so, like, that's my. I mean, here's. All right, put like this, though.
People that.
Did he beat Hollow? Because that's in the elite. Yo, listen, man. Did he beat Hollow?
Well, okay, y'all killed me. I feel like he beat Hollow. I gave him 2-1.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I gave Hollow the third. That's just me, though.
Nah, that was rebuttal in the first. He was going, but.
Yeah, but, you know what I'm saying? But it took him a while to really get, he was getting warmed up in the first, as to Surf was already in on the shit, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, but Surf said,
but
I can't think of the, I can't think of the bogus shit Surf said, but you know
he
said.
He had the,
is it a Durango?
Nah. He had the,
okay.
Fucking, damn, bro, I'm fucking bugging right now. The Nash, the Earning Ash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm not going to let that one bar, you know what I'm saying, take away from the fucking multitude of shit that
no,
he had.
No, here's where I'm going to stop you at real quick. People, and you have been a victim of it before, where you will let one bar sway you into a positive direction. So if a person says it sways them in a negative direction, how can you be mad at them, bro?
I didn't say I was mad at anybody.
I'm saying, but how can you go against it, though? I'm not even someone, right, you can't be mad, how could you go
I'm
against
not,
that,
I say other people might, I didn't even say might think I'm crazy, but that's what I said. I have served 2-1, you know what I'm saying? I was saying other people have other, you know what I'm saying, other decisions. They feel like Hollow took that. I feel like Surf took that. I feel like he just had more consistent material.
I mean, Surf is like, it has a way of being consistent to reach for some of his, like most of his rounds, but bro, I don't know, that battle was very close. It's debatable. You can't be mad at who you go with either way. It's a preference battle. But I still think that, you know, Hollow, Mook don't want to battle Hollow. It is that simple. You know what I'm saying?
That
like,
should show you something right there, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it does show me something.
About
I know
battling it. Hollow before, you know what I'm saying? Hollow really,
I mean,
you know, what I'm saying?
You know, you understand. You what's Murder Mook's, to me, in my personal opinion, was Murder Mook's, like, scariest thing is that he can't dissect his opponent. So you can dissect Hollow, but how? I mean, I got to see it anyway because it's like
his, he really doesn't put himself out there.
Right, he's
really
not orthodox.
Himself.
He's not a. You can't predict what type of Hollow is gonna, like. You know what I mean? What Hollow the Don you're gonna get in the ring? So.
No, I agree. I mean, even just be honest, it's not really a different Hollow the Don. Like, it's really
nah.
One. You know what I'm saying? He has different type of. He has different type of flows. He has the freestyle. He has the punches. He has the
that's different, nigga.
That.
You can't.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They tell you different styles of punches every different
that,
battle.
He gives you that each battle, though. That's what I'm saying, though. He's like, he's never like missing.
That's unorthodox,
that
though,
in
my
a battle.
Nigga. That's unorthodox,
no,
though.
No, I hear you on that. But I'm saying, you said, we always say that we don't know which Hollow we're going to get. You know what I'm saying? I hate when people say, like, what other Hollow have we got? Like, what is
right,
other Hollow?
You know
like,
how you say, other than, okay, only thing you can say about Hollow the Don is that he freestyles and that he's unorthodox. You don't know, like, you know Rex is going to slam his hat. You know Calico's going to talk some drugs. You know Surf going to talk some gun bars. You know K-Rock going to talk some gun bars. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. You know Hitman going to do some performance shit. You know Avery going to do. He's extremely unorthodox, nigga. Only thing you can say, like, yo, he might be like the Hollow from before, but even that is, like, crazy because he might not be. Hollow is different.
Oh, no, me personally, I feel like he definitely added shit to his, like, I always go back to the notepad against Lux, like, shit like that. Like I don't think the Hollow.
I mean that's
that
like finished product
awkward,
to me. That's like when
you know,
he did
saying,
it. He
like,
made it.
Right. That's like the Hollow that went against Awkward and the Hollow that went against Lux is like you could see the growth. Like you know what I'm saying, just trying to switch up the shit. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like definitely Hollow is like the guy. Like everybody's like you know what I'm saying. Either scared to battle or wants to battle.
I mean I just feel like you know he can. He's gonna break you down, son. You know, he did it to Charlie Clips, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't
did it to Lux too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So like he can do it to Tay Rock. You know what I'm saying? He did break down Sue Surf a little bit. But you know what I'm saying?
And
like,
he got Surf and he did it to Joey too. Let's not forget he did. He got Joe too.
I
bro.
Don't really that shit.
I ain't gonna
that,
get into it, but
that
but
shit.
He did
come
it though.
On.
He was breaking them down with the women beating shit, like
nah, but
I ain't gonna get into all
that. Here's the thing:
here's,
that's not the Hollow.
I just,
that, you know
I just
what
saying that's what he put it. He went in there. That's what he was. That was the plan. That's what he went there. You know what I'm saying?
That was a deal. You know, that if anything, as I'm saying that, you know, he's very unorthodox. If anything about that battle, he just didn't seem like himself in terms of like just battle rapping. It was like
he just had another game plan.
Yeah. The approach was totally different. But Hollow the Don. You know what I mean? Mook is the king of angles. So how do you – I want to see his angles against a person like Hollow the Don because Hollow the Don is unorthodox.
Right. As to – I feel like with Surf, it's the angles will be so easy because Surf puts – I won't say he puts himself out there, but certain situations that he can't angle on, I think the majority of the people – would, you know what I'm saying, catch on easier than saying gun charge shit or fucking Joe Budden shit. Shit like that's been in the battle rap community for some years would be easy shit for Mook to angle on. As to with Hollow,
to have you, other than the John and Don situation? What, you going to give us 3 rounds about a speculated, you know what I'm saying, you had to be there type story? That's, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
come from me.
I mean, probably after the math and the, you know, new clothes I'm saying, but, you know, the whole thing about, like, with Mooker, like, you know what I mean, him battling Sue Surf, it's like, okay, Sue Surf is going to rock that room. He's going to make you feel that pressure. That's just like that. That's off the, like, he's going to, yo, listen, he's going to have the room shaking, bro. And Mook doesn't have those type of bars like that. Like, Mook ain't shake the room. Like to me, he shook the room at, you know, that Eminem shit, you know, with that first bar, and that's when he took off his do-rag. That was like the most shaking shit up shit he probably did. But niggas went crazy for when the niggas said he's more hypocritical than a dying hippopotamus. Like, if that's really, if he would have brought that shit to the U, nigga, that shit was terrible. So I don't know, bro. I think Sue Surf will put a lot of pressure on him, but Mook is the king of angles, so it is a, there's a strong possibility he could be Surf too. Hollow, not so much. I feel like take that mini Pacquiao bet, battle Hollow. Let's see what's up.
Yeah, I'm gonna think the Surf and Mook shouldn't even going down anymore.
Yeah, don't think so.
But yeah, because as I said, it's Hollow. The only battles I probably see, like the big battles, is probably either Hollow Rock or Mook Hollow. I don't know what else. You know what I'm saying? You said, like you said, or Hitman Shove. But
I mean, I really want to see that battle, bro. Like, I ain't give a fuck what league. I don't care what league it's on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could care less. They're going to be doing that shit in the backyard. I just want to be like, yo, can I get invited to Sun Crit so I can watch this in the backyard? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck about none of that. I just want to see those two go at it. And I'm, because there's a legitimate, you know what I mean? Link said it's just a rap tension. And I hope, you know, so I hope it is. But I just think there's a lot more tension there than just rap shit, you know? But there's tension nonetheless, on top of the fact that this is the best Suge. I don't know. I don't want to say we'll ever see, but it's, at this point, it is the best Suge that we've ever seen. You know what I mean? And Hitman doesn't even battle anymore, really. And I still believe in the fact that that kid is going to show out against Shotgun Suge.
Facts. The last question before we get out of here, I'm surfing through the sites and shit. Chilla Jones tweeted, pardon me, let me get back to it. Here we go. A certain STL, for people who is retired at STL St. Louis, certain STL battle MC, y'all love ducked me on URL. So, who y'all want to see me battle next on URL? John and Don, Chess, or was that, pardon me, I think it said Reed? I hope that didn't say Reed. Please, God, didn't say Reed.
You can't say that hot because you didn't. This is why I don't like to hear shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just the rumbles. I just want to watch the battle when it comes out. I don't even want to, you know what I mean, hear shit about. I just want to watch it.
Well, no, I'm just saying, she's asking, what do y'all think?
They say he snapped. They say he did the thing against Chubb, though.
Oh, pardon me. Yeah, he said, who should battle on URL next? John and Don, Chess, or O-Red? Sorry.
All right, first things first, him and Chess would be very dope. That would probably be, like, the dopest one. The Wordsmith shit is obviously the O-Red shit. You know what I mean? But the dopest one would probably definitely be versus Chess. But, man, I don't know. I think Chess has an ability to beat Chilla. You know? What you think?
Yeah, my only thing with Chess is I think he has to start scheduling himself a little better, you know what I'm saying, between battles to be able to, like, focus, you know what I'm saying, on these big ones. Because I think he had, like, two battles, if I'm not mistaken, before the Reed battle. And then he had, you know, the two-on-two the next month, which I think is a pretty hectic schedule with a big battle going against
you know what I'm saying, going against a Reed Dollars. Reed Dollars, I'm bugging. Rich Dollars. But going against a Reed, you know what I'm saying, I feel like he needs to start just pace himself a little bit. I know he's trying to get a little bit more consistent this year, even though it wasn't last year. But when it's like getting around big battle time, just slow your schedule down a little bit, because I think that probably hurt him a little bit in his Reed battle. And I don't want shit like that to hurt him, you know what I'm saying, going forward. So if it was to battle a chiller, he needs to, you know, say slow down his scheduling and really focus on some shit like that. Because everybody knows, you know what I'm saying, the chiller's going to have, he's going to beat dinner. He's going to beat majority of the people battle on paper. But you have to beat him in the, like, you have to beat him all around, like, in the performance, stage, and you want to beat him on camera, too. So I think that would happen, that has definitely come from Chess. But I feel like you're sleeping on John Adon. I think him and Chilla would also be a very good matchup also, though. O-Red, I honestly feel like O-Red would beat Chilla.
O-Red would be dope, but I feel like that's not the battle that O-Red should have coming back to URL. It should be somebody else, a little bit better. I mean, like, not a little bit better, but just not a wordsmith battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, for example, O-Red versus Chess would be fire.
That would be
fire. You know what I mean? That would be fire. So it's like, put those two together, that could be crazy. People would be interested in that because, you know, that's just, if you watch battle rap, you already know. And Chilla, it's just, you know, I don't know how really to look at it right now. Give me some more time, because I'm, you know, Chilla was on a...
I just want to see how this 2-on-2 performance is, see what his bars and shit was looking like in there. But from what I'm hearing, it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't too crazy. And from that, I guess that's the reason why we all know who this is, Verb, you know what I'm saying? Reason why Verb recorded a quote, but I don't think Verb ducked him, because wasn't Verb just trying to battle Chilla not too long, you know what I'm saying, like a couple weeks ago, or actually a month ago or some shit like that, and Chilla wasn't trying to battle him or some shit. Now Chilla want to battle Verb, and now Verb doesn't want to battle him because of the two performances he had, I guess. So I was like, I don't know what's going on with this, like, with Chilla Jones right now. Because that Jaidu makes sense. Like, you cut off before I went into this. Like I said, everybody knows that a certain St. Louis battle guy is Verb, but they had their back and forth going on, like, around last month, where A-Verb wanted to battle Chilla Jones on a Hitman card and all that good shit. Chilla Jones basically said, nah, I'm, you know what I'm saying, about to do this URL shit. And, I'm saying, it was dead from there. Now, going on from here, oh, and Chilla Jones saying he's washed and all that shit too. Now going on from the next two Chilla Jones battles in the two with Chortez and the 2-on-2 on how to part nose joints. Now I guess he's trying to battle Verb again. Like, and Verb said no. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with that, honestly. If you're going to try to say all this and that, now you have two subpar performances. You want to use me for to get your stock up? Nah. Like, I feel like Verb had every right to be, you know, to tell him no. So, shit. He probably needs to get a battle, like, you know what I'm saying, a Chess, a John and Don, just to get his shit back. Like, I'm just saying, like, because the way those two battles went, I feel like he needs one more battle before I want
him on that main stage. That's not even true.
If you're talking Gnome and Summer Madnesses, and you know what I'm saying, having subpar performances in a 2-on-2 where you don't have to write that much, and you're losing, once off you are right, you say the joint out with QP, like, he needs to find a way to get his shit back, you know what I'm saying, to find that prep chiller or that the saga chiller that he continues to gloat about, and then you lose the next two, you know what I'm saying, on URL. So
here's the deal. You can't, it's fucked up that, like, you say that, because you are a very big Chilla supporter. I was too. I was at first. You know what I'm saying?
I really wasn't. Come on, son.
Come on, son.
I'm just saying we're gonna get some tape,
and I'm gonna be like, yo, so you ain't say Chilla right there, but for what I'm
I
saying
said,
about Chilla, like, nah, for real, hold on.
I'm not a hater.
No, I'm just saying, check this out though. If Chilla,
yes you are.
If Chilla, nah. Chilla. All right, boom. Okay, so you said when Chilla was winning, right? Chilla couldn't battle A-Verb, or Chilla probably wouldn't have battled A-Verb, just let's just say because he was on the up and up. Now that he lost that battle to Cortez and you beat Real Deal in Pittsburgh, and then you battle like I forgot who we battled right now off the top of my head, but then you beat somebody else. So now all of a sudden you like, oh yeah, Verb shouldn't battle him, but you a nigga that be like, why shouldn't these niggas battle based on none of that?
I didn't say anything about Real Deal.
I'm saying that Chilla, A Verb only beat Real Deal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't battle if A Verb can't battle Chilla Jones. That sound like to me that's more like of a ducking thing to me, because Chilla Jones deserves to battle A Verb.
I don't think you heard what I was saying. He already wanted to battle Chilla Jones. Chilla Jones basically pushed it to the side, saying, "I'm only battling on URL." And plus, Verb, all he's washed and all that shit. They say he was pushing the battle upside. He don't got no time for Verb, basically. Now all of a sudden, you want to battle Verb now.
I mean, he fucked up his stock, but I mean, either way, Verb should still battle him. I could see Verb downplaying him, but Chilla Jones could. Yo, listen, nigga, Chilla Jones can beat A Verb. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chilla Jones can beat that nigga.
If I was on the car and I really, like, I choose, I'm going A Verb 2-1.
I mean, if I had to put the money down, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go against A Verb, but Chilla can't beat him, though. You know what I'm saying?
Chilla Jones on paper can beat a lot of niggas, but you know what I'm saying? That's neither here nor there all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Would you say that Chilla Jones could beat A Verb had he beat Cortez?
It depends, though. Like I said, like I needed that consistency from Chilla.
That's what I'm saying.
It's really not, though. That's what I'm saying. That's what you're saying.
Come on.
Like I said, that performance is just, I don't know. He's getting, like, he had to humble himself. He needs a battle to humble himself. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, my nigga, he just got humbled. He just got humbled with that Cortez battle. What are you talking about?
Right. I feel like a battle with a Don or Chet. Will be the joint. Right, let's see what's gonna be. That's all.
A-Verb just don't want to be the nigga on that get back. That's how it sounds like. You don't want to be on that get back. You know what I mean?
You already wanted to battle him. I mean, it's not.
A-Verb is in the driver's seat. A-Verb can do what he wants now. You know what I'm saying? Chilla Jones. Like, I don't think Chilla Jones should battle Chess though. Because if Chess beat you, you know what I mean? Don't play that game. Chess might beat you because the crowd is going to go crazy if Chess does it. You know what I mean? Chess is doing this thing anyway. I got to see that Reed Dollars battle, though.
I feel like Chilla Jones, he's got to, you know what I'm saying, get back in the game. Shit back in the game. Real talk. I feel like he's getting into a little slump, and I ain't liking it. And I don't mean like he's fucking up. It's like he's just getting a little lazy with his performance. Like, we got so crazy about his performance being him getting back up, and it's like he's getting comfortable again. And I don't want that to happen because he had with the saga and prep and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking specifically on URL with his next URL moves. Like, he brings it up damn near every battle. He brings that shit, keep bringing that shit up.
But he battled the saga and prep. So when he battled somebody a little bit more seasoned, it just didn't go so well. But I still don't think battling Chess is going to help that, though. I think, you know, when he battles the DNAs, when he battles
the
Yeah, I mean, there's some trouble.
I think that would be the best one all of it for him. He's a pretty all around battle rapper.
But John know how to win.
Right. So that's going to be a good battle for Chilla. He's going to have to try this. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, because John can actually clown the shit out of him in this battle and, like, look clean with it. You know what I mean? Like, John John got some skill, too. You know what I'm saying? John got skill, and he knows how to do. He can dabble in everything a little bit. He got bars, he got schemes, he got a little performance. He can be funny. You know what I mean? He just knows how to do it. So
all the more reason why Chilla needs to battle someone like John.
I need to get out of
people feeling that everything you said about John, they probably feel like Chilla Jones lacking somewhere in one of those.
I don't feel like there's no win with that.
Something like that. He needs
I don't
to,
think
there's
no
say,
win
the
with
way,
that.
Hey, you can only see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
I think that's. I honestly think that should be his next step. You'd have DNA, Cortez, and John Zanadon. Three gatekeepers for the fucking top tier. Come on, you gotta have a real top tier after that. Like, not I didn't mean to say a real top tier, but like, you gotta have a bigger name after that.
Yeah, listen, I think John Zanadon is just not the person that he can battle because, you know, on one hand, people love to hate John, right? But then if Chilla is boring, John is not going to be boring. Like, there's other things that people say about John, but boring is not one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not. So that shit is going to work. And, you know, from a perspective where people calling Chilla Kingpin, if that nigga beats Chilla Jones in a way like that on URL, shit, John for sure gone. John for sure, like, ain't no more Chilla Jones on this bit, on this shit, on URL for a little bit again. But you know, we gonna see, man. We gonna see. The more I think of it, the more we talking about it, though, it do make sense, though.
Like, I could honestly see, like, if you really want to put Chilla Jones on, a big card, like, I could see Chilla and John as, like, an undercard for, like, a gnome or something like that. If you want to do something, like, of that sort, I can see that. Like, I think it would be a good, you know what I'm saying, battle for a card of that magnitude.
I can, too, though. That's the thing. I can see them announcing that battle going down. So, you know, I can't even sit here and be like, nah, I can't. Honestly, can't. You know what I mean? But let's get up out of here, man, because, you know, just thinking about, yo, listen, I really want that gun titles battle to drop, though. I want to see that shit. Drop that shit. Please drop that battle. You know what I mean? Watch Rum Nitty and Av one more time, too. That shit is just. I don't know what Nitty snapped on that nigga.
I definitely snapped. And yeah, they just dropped a new, they just dropped a new CG card. I'm going to check that joint out, see what's up with that shit. I'm telling they got pull coming out. Other than that, man, just get up out of this joint.
All right, man, it's your boy Sinatra signing out.
Swear, it's your boy Hip Hop. Shout out to Hip Hop at the Round Table. We out to the joint.
Word up, man. Link's Ali Bird signing out. Peace.